on 1116 SEN, The Grippers, with Simon Helmut and Braden Ingram for Bragg & Co. If you're a developer looking for an agent that actually sells out a project, visit braggandco.com.au.
Put one down in The Grippers, didn't he, Nathan Lyon? But he's hung on to that.
Hello and welcome to The Grippers. Yes, another episode here on 1116 SEN. I'm your host, Braden Ingram, usually joined by Simon Helmut. And I am today, but he's not in the studio this afternoon. In fact, he's down in sunny Hobart and he joins me. Of course, he's the assistant coach of the Hobart Hurricanes. Good afternoon to you, Helmo. How is Hobart?
Oh, it's beautiful, Braden. You can see Mount Wellington. The sun's out. There's a purple tinge going all over the state round here at the moment, mate. The Kane train's alive and well, and one more Shield game, another Test match, but then we're right into Big Bash cricket. So fantastic here, mate. Can't wait for you to join us.
Well, I'm certainly going to make sure I get down there at some stage, get in the big share house that I've heard all about. I'm sure that's going to be good fun. But you've got a special guest down there with you as well, who you're going to be spending a bit of time with over the next couple of months.
I certainly am. It's a privilege today, Brado, on the Grippers here, that we've got a guest who's joining us for the whole show. He's the coach of the Hobart Hurricanes, the assistant coach of the Tasmanian Tigers. And it's with great pleasure and a great mate of mine that I welcome Damien Wright. G'day, Damo.
G'day, Simon. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. Damien, you must be looking forward to the Big Bash. It's coming up again. This is your third time as the head coach. Hurricanes not so good last year. Made the final in your first year. No doubt you're looking for a really good season.
Yeah, we are, mate. Look, we had a disappointing year last year, but obviously in BBL3 we made the final and didn't quite get there. So we're hoping that this year for us we can go one better, mate. So looking forward to it. We've got some really big names that we've signed. Obviously, Kumar Sangakkara, everybody knows who that is. We're looking forward to having him on board. And again, Darren Sammy's back with us as well, mate. So looking forward. And of course, you've joined us as well, mate.
Oh,
so
finally. Tell you, it took a while for me to get a Guernsey there, Braden. But look, before the Big Bash starts, Braden, obviously, look, we had some test match cricket with the New Zealand team. Damon used to be the bowling coach of the Kiwis. Were you surprised in the lack, I suppose, of competitiveness in the first two tests, whereas we really got something in the final test? And obviously, you know these bowlers pretty well, having worked with them for so many years.
Yeah, look, I was. I guess I thought they would really come over here and bowl particularly well in our conditions. When I was with them back in 2012, we had the test match down here in Belrive and at Blunston Arena and won that test. So it was the first test I think New Zealand won in about 26 years. So it was a big moment for them. And I thought that they would do particularly well over here at the Gabba and the Wacker. And they're the two grounds that they didn't really fire. So I think their lack of preparation going into those games played a huge, had a real effect on how they went about their bowling and stuff like that. But they actually hit their straps in Adelaide. And I think we saw the best of Trent Boult in particular, who, you know, he had to fire against the likes of David Warner up the top. And unfortunately, he didn't get to do that in the first two tests. And then he got it right in Adelaide.
Hey, Righty, it seems like the timing's right for New Zealand cricket. They seem to have a really good attack. Brendan McCullum's a terrific captain. Kane Williamson and even Ross Taylor in the 12 of his career batting really well. You could tell they were disappointed with the result. Do you think there could be a different result when we head down to Tassie after the West Indies test matches and the one day as we play here?
Yeah, I do. Look, absolutely. They've got a really good, talented group of cricketers. And, you know, you've already said the names of Kane Williamson. Doug Brace was another one, you know. He's a young guy still, you know, finding his way, I guess. And but he's a really good young bowler. I was impressed with their spinners. I thought they did a pretty good job. But they're very good bowlers in their own conditions at home, so it'll be tough.
We're coming in now to the new test series here, Aussies against the West Indies. It doesn't look great for the West Indies with a chairman's 11, which is really the makeup of players who aren't playing in this round of Shield cricket. Conditions here at Belrive, who are they going to suit? What do we expect? And obviously, we want to make sure we look after the ground ready for the more important games. The Hurricanes game's coming up on the 22nd.
Yeah, that's right. Spot on, mate. But look, our last Shield game here against South Australia was a really, really good pitch. A good wicket, good batting strip. I mean, we saw two guys for South Australia get double hundreds in the first innings, and that hasn't happened here, I don't think, ever, before. So it's a good wicket. It had a little bit in it for the bowlers as well, so look, I think conditions are probably going to suit the Aussies. There's no doubt about that. I think they'll come down here and and play in the conditions here at Blunston Arena really well. I think James Pattinson, who's gone into that test side, he'll bowl well here, to say one guy. And then the batting, look, they're all pretty, you know, good batting line up at the top of the order. So I think the West Indies will have to fire with their quicks. They'll have to bowl a really good area, good line and length, which is pretty obvious in Test cricket. But certainly here at this ground, you have to do that.
Now, Brado, you've had a crack at a fellow over the last 3 or 4 weeks. He was a guest on the Grippers. I think he was our second guest.
Yeah, he was.
Now you've had a crack at Sean Marsh. Are you willing to put your hand up and say, look, boys, I got it wrong. He's won us a test match. He's a vital member of the Australian cricket team.
I think I might just get on the bandwagon of having a go at Mitch Marsh now, actually. I might just switch between the brothers because they were both going along very well in that second innings. I mean, I think you saw a little bit of the nerves in the first innings, Sean Marsh running himself out. That was far from ideal. But you're right, it was a very impressive innings under pressure. And he showed that he does have the technique. It's just he's got to probably get off the mark. I think they showed a stat on Channel 9 that of his 27 innings, the 12 or 13 were out between 0 and 10. So between in almost half his test innings, he's not getting a start. Once he gets on a start, he's fine. But it's probably that nervous where the ball's maybe moving around a little bit. His feet aren't moving that much where he really struggles. And once he gets in, he really shows that he's good enough. And he was playing at night where the ball was swinging as well. So that was a very important innings. He would have been disappointed not to get the 50, but at least he's put his hand up. You think Usman Khawaja will be back in there pretty soon. But you're right. He played a very good innings. Let's see him do it again against the West Indies.
I think you're right, mate. Look, it would have been great for him to actually be not out at the end of the innings. Yep. And wasn't it great footage in the first innings when his dad, Swampy, smacking his leg, his son got run out. He couldn't believe it. It's like me watching him under 12s at Surrey Hills. Well, we're here for Matty Bracken, Bracken Co. selling some great apartments down in Brighton Way too, Brado. So make sure you go past there and have a look. Let's jump onto the Hurricanes for a second, Dame. How is it? You're not travelling with the state team, the Tassie team, over to Western Australia. You're staying home put. Why is that? And how tough has it been the assistant coach of the Tassie Tigers, as well as obviously being the head coach of the Hurricanes?
Yeah, look, I guess it has its challenges, mate. Particularly in the build up towards the Big Bash, you know, and we've found over the last two seasons that, you know, there's so much to organise and prepare for this Big Bash competition, and being away with the Shield team, you want to put all your focus and your energy into that, of course. So you sort of miss out on a few things that you can prepare for and get organised. And you know, this year we've decided to do things a little bit different. We've got a great coaching staff down here. So I'm able to sort of have this game off and be here and get ready with you, mate, and make sure that the Hurricanes, when it comes round one for us in Sydney on the 20th of December, where, you know, we're cherry ripe and we're ready to go. So, but it's been a challenge. There's no doubt about that over the previous years. And I'm really enjoying this time and this opportunity to be home to get ready.
Do you reckon that's going to be something we're going to see more of with coaching and coaching cricket, with different formats, especially the T20 competitions around the world, even their own states? You know, Lehman has a break from time to time and one of his assistants may take over. Do you think we're going to see that more and more with the scheduling? Coaches having so much time away from families. Is it going to happen more?
I think it will, mate. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's the Big Bash, how big it has actually become is massive. And huge emphasis on it for everybody here down at Cricket Taz as well. It's a really, really important part of the year. So I think it will be, mate. I think you'll see more and more coaches and different coaches come in and get involved. Again, the Melbourne Stars have done that. I think Jason Gillespie's gone on to the Strikers. So we're seeing, you know, a lot of different people come and get involved in this competition. I think it's going to get bigger and better.
Dan Christian coming in. How's he going to go? I mean, he's probably struggled a little bit last year, but this year, I mean, his bowling wasn't too bad, but maybe with the bat he wasn't great. How are you expecting him to go this year?
Yeah, look, he was a huge signing for us, mate, in regards to we needed somebody in particular to bat in that top six that could give us some quality overs with the ball. I think in Brisbane, when he was up there at the Heat, I saw that he did actually have some pretty good games against us.
Yep.
So I was sick of seeing that, Brad, to be honest. So, but he's a match winner, and you just got to let him play with as much freedom so he can just execute his skills. He's the sort of guy that can go from ball one hit it out of the park, and that's really rare in the game. I guess he's going to have a specific role in our team where he'll bowl some overs, I guess, after the first six and maybe finish for us as well. So he's got some great skills. He's a great competitor. And I'm just hoping that, you know, he sort of enjoys our environment that we created down here in Hobart. And he plays really freely and expressed himself. He certainly did it last year against us down here, as I've already said. But, he went in towards the end of the innings and scored 36 off about 8 deliveries. So I decided that next year he's going to have a purple shirt on. Yep. He can do it for us for a change.
And what about Kumar Sangakkara? That's a pretty amazing signing. I mean, his World Cup was something special, and given the fact that he gave it away still probably at the top of his game. And you've got him for 2 years as well, which is a pretty great thing as well. You can build a bit of a dynasty or a bit of a couple of years around that, around a player of his class, can't you?
Oh, you sure can, yeah. Look, that was huge. That was absolutely massive down here and obviously for the BBL as well when he did decide to sign on. We met him while he was here for the World Cup, and he's just such a great guy, a really humble guy. And, we started talking about where he was from in Palakkeli, and I was lucky enough to have gone over there for the 2020 World Cup in 2012 with the Kiwis. So I had a little bit of stuff about the place and a bit of knowledge about it as well, which helped. But he was just fantastic, mate. He just wanted to come and just do the 2 years. I certainly offered 3 years, Brad, on the spot. But
yeah.
but he said he sort of he'll see how he goes. He reckons he's getting older and slower in the field. But look, he's terrific, mate. He's going to bring so much to our group, not only just on the field but off the field as well. I've heard that he hits 1 million throwdowns. That's why I've got Helmo ready to go.
Yeah.
Like I said, mate, he's going to bat 3 for us. That's pretty obvious. And, hopefully have a wonderful tournament.
When he comes over when we played the Stars, then we played the Stars on the 6th. On the night before we played the Stars on the 5th, there's going to actually be an opportunity for some Kumar Sangakkara lovers to actually meet the great man, have a chat with the great man. There's a function down the southeast somewhere. Can you give us some details on that one?
Yeah, there is. This is a wonderful, a lifetime opportunity to come and meet Kumar Sangakkara. And we know that he's, he's obviously got millions and millions of fans around the world, but there's a hell of a lot of them in Melbourne.
Yeah.
We just thought it was a great opportunity to actually get him to go to a night there at the Grand on Princess at Mulgrave.
Yeah.
And it's between 7:30 and 10:30. So he's going to obviously get up and say a few words and be the guest speaker for the night and whatever. But it's just a wonderful opportunity to come and listen to him talk about his career and what he's been able to achieve and be up close and personal with Kumar and one of the greats,
So contact the Hobart Hurricanes. I think a numbers there is 0-4-8-1. That's 0-3-6-2-8-2-0-4-8-1. Come and meet the great man Kumar Sangakkara. I think $145 a person is a steal. Another international that we have at the Hobart Hurricanes is the larger than life, larger as a person, and he's laughs louder than yours, mate.
Yeah, which is rare.
Having on board Darren Sammy, looking forward to him being involved.
Oh, absolutely. Look, he is just such a great character, a wonderful bloke. When he came, he was only here for 4 games and he just took over Hobart, and everyone down here loved him. So he's here for 8 games, so God help all of us. But he's just fantastic, mate. He fitted in beautifully and, he calls the BBL the BBLB, the Big Bash League Burbear. So he's got all the, he does the dance moves on the ground, mate. He's a great entertainer and we can't wait to get him back, mate. He's fantastic.
Fantastic. Look forward to working with him again. A great ex-Hyderabad Sunrise in the IPL too,
yeah.
Damien.
One last question. I just want to ask Righty on the Hurricanes. Xavier Doherty, how big a loss is that?
Yeah, it was disappointing. Both he and Ben Hilfenhaus, actually, if I'll throw his name in, they've both been and played all their cricket down here in Tassie. And, I sat down with both of those when we did talk about some things, and they really just wanted a change of environment and to have, and that's what this competition actually allows them to do, is to go over to Melbourne or to Sydney or wherever else and spend 6 weeks of the year and play some really quality cricket. So, look, they're both going to be holes to fill, but I really think that we've recruited really well in Sean Tate. I think he's going to play a great role for us. with that new ball, and obviously at the death there, and again Clive Rose, who's been in the Melbourne Stars for a few years and been sort of hadn't had a lot of opportunities, but I think that he's a really exciting, and he's a real wicket taker for us. We're going to have to find some overs where we dry him up somewhere, because Xavier was just excellent at that, and it's the reason why he's been in World Cup squads and won World Cups. So, you know, it's disappointing, mate, but that's just the nature of the competition. Yep. And you can't keep everybody, unfortunately.
Well answered. It's certainly a strong list, and I think there's a good balance to the Hurricanes, what I've seen so far. Brado, with the over today, you're not actually getting a bowl, is that right? You're just feeding the balls in the bowling machine?
No, I haven't been great the last couple of weeks, so we've handed it off to Damien Wright. He's to see if he can do a little bit of a better job. We'll start off with him as well, Homo. We'll get straight into it.
Get him straight up.
Yeah, you're first up. The Nathan Coulter-Niles selection. Now, I don't know if you're going to go down the same path as David Saker. Feel free to if you want to get a bit of national press for a few days, Damien. But what were your thoughts on that choice?
Oh, look, I'll support my good mate Sakesy. Not obviously when we play against him, we won't Helmo. But I sort of tend to agree with what David was saying. You know, I think it was a bit of a shock. Look, he's a really talented guy and you know, bowls really good pace and all that sort of thing. But he's just, for me, hasn't had a lot of preparation in he hasn't played a four-day game this year. So it was a bit of a shock to see him included. I think that if he's fit and he's firing, absolutely. Look, he's a good bowler and has showed that in the past as well when he does play some games for WA. But I think there's some guys out there, and I'll name one and I'll get in trouble if I don't. And I'm more than happy to support this guy, but it's Jackson Bird from down here. Yep. Who's been, you know, he's played Test cricket before as well. He's actually been the frontline bowler for us here in the first four or five games for us and done a bloody really good job. So I was a little bit disappointed not to see him in there, mate.
Yeah, I can understand. And I suppose a little bit disappointing for Andrew Fekete as well, given the fact that, you know, he's gone from being in the Bangladesh squad a month or two ago to not even being considered, I think, you know, getting dropped due to a little bit of poor form for Tasmania. So it swings pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. And that was a real shame for Feck. I think if he, you know, got the chance to go over to Bangladesh, those conditions would have really suited him. He's really got some good speed through the air. But unfortunately, just at the start of this Shield season, he hasn't really hit his straps. And unfortunately, he's probably, you know, unfortunately gone back in the pecking order a little bit. But look, I've no doubt that Feck will get himself back and bowling as well as he was when he was selected. So hopefully some big things for him in the future.
Helmo, second ball. Next week, West Indies first test kicks off in Hobart. How many days are we going to get?
Oh, maybe day and a half, two.
Not three.
Look, I'm not impressed with their batting performance up at Allan Border Field. To only score at 2.5 to 2.33 and over up there. I know the wicket was doing a bit. They've had some weather. But Allan Border Field is renowned for 4 or 1. And we saw when the CA11, our youngsters, played, they were scoring at 4 and over. So, concerned about that. Darren Bravo, how big are your shoulders? He's a great Trinidadian, a great successful Red Steel player. But gee whiz, if he doesn't make big runs for them and Marlon Samuels, I'm concerned about their run scoring ability. I think their bowlers are okay, Brado. Yep. I think Jerome Taylor, Kumo Roach got some good pace. Shannon Gabriel, probably the fastest of the lot. But I'm uncertain of their longevity when they bat. And look, the test match doesn't matter about a wicket or the orange ball or green ball or yellow ball or the red ball we're going to be back to use this game. I think it's the conditions are going to be fine down here at Blundstone. It's just going to be about how long the West Indies team can bat. So what am I predicting? I'm predicting in this test match 3.5 days.
Damien, WBBL, what are your thoughts on the concept and do you think it's going to be successful?
Yeah, look, I think it's terrific. But we've got a really good relationship with the coaches here. You know, Julia Price has done a wonderful job for the girls down here with the Tassie Raw. So, look, I think it's a great idea getting the girls involved in the BBL. They're really, really excited. I haven't talked to them earlier in the week about some things. Didn't give away too many of our plans, though, Helmo, but I gave them a few tips on what I thought was going to be really useful for them. And look, they're really excited. I think it's going to get bigger and better. I know my 11-year-old daughter at home, Olivia, she's really excited to actually see the girls in purple playing out there. So, look, I think that's the trend around the country. We're getting so many, you know, female supporters in for the Big Bash. So I've no doubt that they'll get behind the girls as well, and I wish them all, you know, the very best this weekend.
Helmo, the South Africa-India series, it's been strange to say the least. India have got a 2-0 lead, but I want to ask you that we had another
weird wicket than Nagpur.
Yeah, just like, Virat Kohli, a weird dismissal, and Ajinkya Rahane made a pretty good ton as well.
I tell you what, you'd be spewing if you're Virat Kohli. He has whacked his sweep shot into short leg to the leg of short leg. And this fellow's very courageous. He doesn't back away or run away. He actually ducked his head as if the ball was going to actually hit him right on the top of the melon with his helmet on. Hit him the top of the thigh. The ball sprung in the air. He nearly fell over and lost his leg. But the quick-thinking wicketkeeper, AB de Villiers, diving forward, took a wonderful catch. Now, I believe if it comes off the helmet, it's not out.
Yep.
But it was just unlucky for Kohli. He was in good form. Watch this, Rahane. He will be the very best Indian batsman in the world, I think, in 2 years' time. His technique, he's modelled it on Rahul Dravid. He's just so composed, plays pace and spin well. And just to the Delhi wicket, that was a good wicket. There was something in for the bowlers. Kyle Abbott bowled beautifully. He's a good bowler for South Africa. He'll be in their side for a long time too.
Damien, Darren Lehman, he's backed scrapping the toss and also is open-minded to four-day tests. What do you feel about those two things?
Yeah, look, I think you've actually got to sort of be open-minded about it, I think, because the game's changing so much and all the time. And I guess no toss. I don't know about that. I'm sort of a bit of a traditionalist with that sort of stuff. you know, four-day tests, if I had a chance to play a few of those, I would have said yeah. But, you know, look, I think, you know, you've got to be open to these things, brother, and see how they go because... you know, again, we've seen night test matches. Like, who would have thought that was ever going to happen, you know? And it didn't. It was a real success. So, you know, I'll support Darren here and say absolutely. I think that's not a bad shout.
And last one for you, Helmo. Now, why should us Melburnians, why should we get on the Kane train this year? Give us one reason why the Hurricanes are the team we should get behind this year.
You've told me already that you're on the Kane train, yeah. So I don't need to convince you. Yep. I'm very pleased with that. But, Brado, what I love about being in a different environment, especially here down in Tassie, and most importantly in here with the Hobart Hurricanes, is that there is at times a bit of an us against them mentality. I can really feel it down here that they're a very strong unit. Damien's got the guys working beautifully, both the players and obviously the coaching staff. People like Boyce and Reed and others who come from outside Tasmania really enjoy actually coming down and playing for this team. They're a really genuine group of guys, and they want to go out and do as best they can. They were near miss a couple of seasons ago. But I think you've got a team of really good people before cricketers, and that's what I'm looking forward to working with this season. There's no pressure on us because we already have high expectations, but I think we're going to be playing entertaining cricket. I think you're going to see players who are going to give their all, not just for themselves and families, but also their fans. So I think get on the Kane train. There's only so many seats on this train, Brado, yeah. So get on as quick as you can, mate.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for the time. Of course, this has been the Grippers for Bracken Co. If you're looking for a great investment or a cracking place to live, as Helmo mentioned, down in Brighton, there's a couple of great places to have a look at. Give Matty Bracken a call on 0402-098-888 or visit brackenco.com.au. Damien Wright, Simon Helmut, thank you very much. Helmo, we'll speak to you next weekend. Damien, hopefully during the season things are going well and we get you on again. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks a lot, mate. Cheers, buddy.
Good on you, Brado.